You're listening to a 95BFM podcast. Now it's time for our weekly chat with Labour MP Andrew Little.
Now, actually, for our weekly catch-up, I spoke to Labour Minister Andrew Little about Labour's high-profile health announcements, including to restrict vaping and reform responses to 111 distress calls. I also asked about the ongoing investigation into employers who abused migrant workers and National's tax policy, which includes cost recovery for immigration services. Here is that interview. So this week on 95BFM, we're focusing on health for our election coverage, and the government has recently announced a few high-profile health policies, including yesterday the Health and Justice Minister announced a joint effort to improve 111 responses for people in distress. Can you speak a bit to why this is a priority?
Yeah, we know, look, it's been the case that for a long time a large number of the call-outs that police do end up being having mental health issues at the centre of it, somebody who's in distress or otherwise in crisis, whether in their home or in the community somewhere. So it takes up a lot of police time. And the police do their best, obviously. Invariably, it winds up with somebody, the person either being taken to hospital or admitted to hospital or needing some treatment, which is not necessary in every case. What we've been piloting over the last few years in a number of regions is putting mental health workers with police or putting mental health workers with ambulance personnel to see kind of what difference that makes to the response. And what we've seen is that with a person with the right skills dealing with somebody who is in mental distress, you can deal with a lot of the situation straight away and prevent admission to hospital or having to take somebody in and tying up people sitting with that person for a lengthy period of time. So it has benefits for everybody and most importantly for the person who's the subject of the call out. So the plan now is to roll that out to every district. It's going to take a while to get there because we need qualified mental health personnel. So we've given ourselves 5 years to roll that out. It's in six districts now. It'll be the rest of them over the next 5 years.
Yesterday, there was also an article published about migrants with visas being turned away by Immigration New Zealand because their visas are tied to employers who are currently under investigation. Can you speak to the circumstances surrounding this?
Yeah, this has been a story that's been around for a while. So we've seen groups of workers coming here from overseas with a visa, having been told that they've got work, and they turn up here and there is no work for them. And a number of them being literally crammed into houses, mainly in South Auckland. The same employer who has brought the people who are here now had also arranged for others who are still in their country of origin to come out here as well. Once the complaints had been made about that employer and the employer was under investigation and it became pretty apparent early on that this employer doesn't have work for people to go to, then we put the message out to those who are yet to travel here that they shouldn't do so. Some, unfortunately, were on the way here, and when they got to Auckland Airport, had to be turned back. I think a couple of them actually did come across the border because they were supported by, in one case, the Indian High Commission, and in another case, the Bangladesh High Commission to cross the border. But others were turned around, and others who are yet to travel have effectively had their visas cancelled.
What is your response to Migrant Workers Association President Anu Kaloti saying scammed migrants should not be punished in this situation?
Well, no one's being punished. People have applied for a visa to come here under certain conditions, and in this case to have a job. The job isn't here, so the visa isn't valid. That's not a punishment. It's just that the conditions under which they thought they could come here don't exist anymore, and so they don't get to come here.
And National announced some of their own immigration policy under their tax policy announcement yesterday, and this includes cost recovery for immigration services. Is this something you'd support?
Yeah, I think the reality of the National Party proposal is that it's not cost recovery for immigration. It's what they wanted to do is raise another $132 million from people travelling here under a work-related visa in order to fund the tax cuts, which largely benefit wealthy people. So no more money is planned by National to go into Immigration New Zealand and to help with their processing services. that's not what the additional fee that would be charged by National to those travelling here. We've invested quite a bit into Immigration New Zealand processing. We've got a whole new platform. It is part way through being kind of fully rolled out. But we're now, you know, we're processing millions of applications a year. Most of them are for visitor visas, but they will have to be processed as well as for work visas too. So the National Party proposal is not about improving immigration. It's about raising money to fund tax cuts for the wealthy.
And just circling back to health, because we have a bit more time, another high-profile Labor policy that was announced was about restricting vaping. Can you speak to why to Labor's policy on this and why this is a priority?
Yeah, I mean, we've supported vaping as a transition measure to get people off tobacco smoking and the harm that that causes, and eventually to sort of a no-smoking state. So I used to be really our health minister. She's very committed to this. What we've found, however, with the uptake of vaping at the level that it is, seeing practices that are not consistent with where we're trying to get with reducing nicotine intake and addictions to those sorts of substances. So we're introducing some new rules. Vape shops are not to be within 300 metres of schools or marae, and we're reducing the nicotine content of vapes. We're also making it unlawful to use marketing terms such as, you know, cotton candy and strawberry jelly donut as flavours for vaping. So clearly designed to pitch to young people and young tastes. So it's about allowing vaping to be used for the health reason that we've supported it for, which is a transition to no smoking, but not trying to make it a thing in itself and defeat the objective that we set for it originally.
That was Labor Minister Andrew Little on government health policies, National's immigration policy, and an investigation into migrant workers.
That was Labor MP Andrew Little. The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.